all of you. Good to see you back. I trust you got a good rest this afternoon and got your minds ready to talk to the Lord and receive what He has for us tonight. We're in Mark chapter 15 now. Mark chapter 15. Good to have visitors with us this evening. Trust you find yourself at home and you feel welcome. Say again, church, you did a tremendous job with the presentation of Mary Did You Know over the last Friday night and this morning. You did great, and I'm really appreciative of the effort. This young man came to me and was talking to me. He said, I've come to the cantata twice now. Doesn't come to church with us, but he's come twice, and he said, I want you to know that it really, really been a blessing last year and this year. So it is being used of God. It certainly is. Glad you put forth the effort and willing to invest in what's important to God. And people, people are important to God. And thank you for being willing to put forth the effort to invest in people. Because if it was not for people, we would not have a church. And so, because God saves people, following baptism, then they assemble together for the propagation and for the gospel's sake. That's why we're in this business that we are, the Lord's work. He died and gave Himself for the church. And boy, it's a blessing to see you put forth the effort you did in getting that presentation put together. Thank you for those who came and got the church back in order this evening. And looking forward to what the Lord has for us. I need to mention one thing. We will not have nursing home ministry this month. But if you are available, that's this Friday, right? This Friday at 2:30? 2. If you're available this Friday at 2 and you normally come to the nursing home, or you don't normally come, that is when they're going to pass out the quilts and the goodies to the nursing home residents. So we will not have nursing home this month because it's actually Christmas Eve. The month that the Sunday that we're supposed to be there. So if you can do that, that'd be a great blessing. That's this Friday. So Brother Jim, if you'll hit that again Wednesday night, that'd be a blessing. Don't forget, Discovery Club is on vacation till, actually it's the 10th. It's the second. It's not the first Wednesday of January, it's the second Wednesday, and I believe that is the 10th. Third is a Wednesday, isn't it? Correct? Third is a Wednesday? So it's the following Wednesday, and I think that will be the 10th that we actually resume the 6:30 Bible Clubs. So from here on out, we'll have just our normal Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock from here on out. All right. And don't forget, if you have not paid your fees for the family retreat in Tennessee, please get those in, so we can get those accounted for. Mark chapter 15, verse 1. Mark 15, verse number 1. The Bible says there in Mark chapter 15, verse 1. We'll read down to verse number 15. It's a very familiar passage of Scripture around Easter time. This just happened to be where we're at in our studies through the book of Mark, so we're going to go through it. Mark chapter 15, verse 1 through 15. The Bible says, and straightway in the morning, chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered and said unto him, thou sayest it. And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the King of the Jews? For he knew the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again to them, What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call King of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. And then Pilate said unto them, Why, what evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus, whom he had scourged, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. Now the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ has moved on outside of the high priest's realm. They've consulted together. You notice there in verse number 1, there was a consultation. They got together, the elders, scribes, and the whole council. Now there is safety in a multitude of counselors, but not all counsels are of God. Notice here that these here were bringing false accusations against the Lord, and so that they brought witnesses that the witnesses could not even agree together. And then they charged Jesus falsely with blaspheming, and the high priest rent his clothes and said, What more need have we of witnesses? And now they've come together, they consulted, and they said, Let's deliver him over to Pilate. Now, Pilate lived in the area of Caesarea, but his custom was usually, according to historians, that he would come down to Jerusalem for the feast day, so that's why he's in this area at this time, and they bring him before him. And the question of Pilate there in verse number 2, and the Pilate asked him, Art thou the King of the Jews? And he answered and said unto him, Thou sayest. And so Pilate begins his questioning session with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you'll notice in verse 3 that in verse 2 he actually answers Pilate. But in verse 3, I mean, he just held his peace. I mean, he didn't say a word. When the chief priest blurted out, probably out of order, but Pilate being a politician, knowing the office of the high priest and the power, the pull that he had among the Jewish people, did not silence him, let him have his say there. But you notice that Jesus answered nothing at all. I mean, he just kept it closed up there. Insomuch in verse 4, Pilate asked him again, saying, you're not going to answer anything. They said they're saying all this stuff about you. And Jesus just stood there at that point silent, and so much that Pilate himself was just like amazed. He marveled at him. But if you would, flip over to 1 Peter chapter number 2. 1 Peter chapter number 2. And verse number 21. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse number 21. Here in the scriptures, you'll notice it says, 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. So here's the example. He's showed us what to do, how to act, and how to interact in certain situations. And listen to what it says, verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. So here's the example. You remember Acts chapter 1, verse number 1, Jesus began to both do and to teach. He's teaching us how that we're to act and react. Many times we find ourselves heating up the arguments that we find ourselves in by our reaction. Several months ago, there was a quote on the church sign that says, "We don't have to attend every argument that we're invited to. Just pass it on by. I mean, move on." And whenever the argument is presented, it doesn't mean that you have to revile again. Doesn't mean that you have to. There's an example sit here before us. And listen, when you know that you're falsely accused, answer not a fool according to his folly. You ain't got to spend no time on it. Just move on. You notice the change. Pilate asked the Lord Jesus. Jesus had no problem answering him. "Thou sayest." It's what you say, Pilate. Where you got the information, you come up with it. You've got people out there. And then the chief priest chimed in. Jesus didn't answer a word. Just kept silent. Why? He had to fulfill Scripture. Like a lamb led to the slaughter. But in 1 Peter chapter 2, this is the footsteps, this is the example that we should be able to follow through on. He says, yeah, but you know, that very next verse, verse 22 says, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." You're talking about Jesus. Yes, we are. This is what the pastor's talking about. He is our example, but greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. There'd be a lot more problems in our life if we just allowed the Prince of Peace to rule and reign on our hearts. Don't react to every little situation. I mean, God brings the peace, the Holy Ghost of God brings the peace of God that passes all understanding. And Jesus said, he didn't say a word. I mean, just kept quiet. But when they reviled at him, and listen, you and I have not gone a quarter of a mile of the road that Jesus went for us. Well, we have not. And he compels us. Go the second mile. Go the extra mile. Take the extra step. Matter of fact, Paul says you should be willing to spend and be spent for the cause of Christ. It's just impossible. It is when we walk by sight. And we have to avenge and revenge ourselves. We forget too often that we are now the property of God twice over as God's children. By creation, by redemption. He's the creator of all things. All things were created for Him and for His pleasure. Even lost people are His. They're not His family, but they're His creation. And then He redeems people and we become twice His property. We're bought with a precious price. A precious price. And it says in verse 24, it reminds us, who His own self, He bare our sins. In His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. We can do this. I'm not saying you'll do it 100% every day, all day long. But we can learn by faith to walk as Christ walked upon this earth as our example. That's what's going to make a difference in other people's lives. And as you influence people for Christ and you point them into the direction of Christ, your actions says a lot. Pilate marveled. You know what the Bible talks about when those have done you wrong and you return that wrong with kindness? It's like heaping coals of fire upon their head. I'll be honest with you, in the very beginning, they might be a little bit madder. That hornet might fly around a little bit faster and harder when you return kindness for the wickedness or evilness or the unkindness or the difficult situation that somebody's placed you in. It's like heaping there, you're like coals of fire, but eventually your testimony for Christ and the way you take it, it will marvel them. It will marvel them. Listen, that's our example. Hey, this is a verse, and I can't remember where it's at, but now the verse just slipped my mind. Okay. Oh, for this, for our sufferings, for our our sufferings are but for a present. Say it again. Yeah, the present suffering. I don't know, it's 2 Corinthians somewhere. Man, praise God. 2 Corinthians, let's look at that. 2 Corinthians 4:7. I didn't hear you, Brother Dwayne. Verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4? 4, okay. 2 Corinthians 4. Oh, the light affliction. That's the word I'm looking for. Let's look at 14 all the way down. Verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you for all things for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Our light affliction, the way we handle it, it's working itself out. And I tell you, when we blow up and explode, we chop people up with words, that's it. That's all you get. Brokenness, heartache, pain. You disappointed God. Now you got to get things right with them and with God. But if you handle it right, proper, with a good example like the Lord Jesus, when they come at you, okay? That's it. It's light. It's for a moment. I said, Pastor, look, I've been in a situation. This is amazing right here. I got to stop and say this. Brother Bernie, you said in June your mom and dad would be 70 years married. Wow, that's amazing. Brother Johnson, your sister Johnson, how many years?
62.
60. And light affliction, right, sister? Just light as for a moment. For eternity, you're going to be patted on the back by Jesus. I knew you, the only one that could live with him for that long. I spared somebody else. I'm just kidding. Brother Johnson, good man. That's amazing. You know, sometimes, you know, I might be in a marital situation where it ain't all that good. It just ain't all that good. It's for a moment. You stay, you have a good, clean testimony before them, a testimony of loving God, loving them, where they're at, because you're not their Holy Ghost. And you love them. And you do right by God. And you honor that situation, dear friend. Understand, take that verse that we just read, take it to heart. Claim that promise. Just for a moment. And by handling this, the eternal weight and glory. I mean, it might get a megaphone. Sister Johnson, when you get up into heaven, I'd be Gabriel and Michael with megaphones. All right, all three, follow the Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. just a little bit. Hey, listen! She put up with everything. Just kidding. But for some of us, we have some pretty difficult situations, relationships, maybe co-workers, bosses. Woo, bosses. Even lost bosses. Sometimes, dear friend, we treat lost bosses better than we do saved bosses. Sometimes, no. Sometimes we treat saved bosses better than lost. Listen, we should be a respecter of persons. Not at all. Jesus did not answer. I'm not answering there. Marveled. Was astonished. Your testimony, the way you act, the way you speak, who you speak, and how you speak, when you speak, it does something for folks. Pilate repeatedly stated that he found no fault in Jesus. John chapter 18, verse 38, John chapter 19, verse 4, Luke chapter 23, verse 14, and verse 22, Matthew 27, 24. Pilate continually, there is no fault in this man. None whatsoever. And Pilate realized that he could not prevail with them. And he said, bring me a tumblet. Bring me a wash basin. Let me wash my hands. He got to the point, he said, listen, I got this guy Barabbas. Now Barabbas has committed insurrection, and not only insurrection, he committed murder in the middle of this insurrection. That insurrection is like a rioting or riot against the government style. I mean, it's big stuff. It's not just going to Walmart on Black Thursday. Or what is it? Black Friday. It's not going to Walmart Black Friday and fighting some other lady for a Cabbage Patch doll. I mean, he did some wicked, wicked stuff. I mean, it was like the Antifa type movements we're seeing going on in our city, where they try to destroy city governments. And man, he committed insurrection. And then he, on top of that, murder inside of that there, and they had him in jail. I mean, this was a bad dude. And for some reason, they had this political move every year to release somebody. Every year they'd release one of these criminals. I have my thoughts on this, and I don't know if this is true, but during that time, I wonder if it was the one that actually, the family or the group had actually got enough money to the correct politician. Pilate was a politician. Trying to please people. He was trying to make sure that the Jewish nation stayed okay so that Rome didn't hear about all this. So if Rome heard about all this, Pilate could be out of a job. So he's trying to listen. Hey, here's Barabbas. Here's Jesus, who you say he's the king of the Jews. I don't find no fault in him. And what are we going to do? And they said to the more, the scribes, the Pharisees, and all those in there, in the crowd, causing a riot within themselves. Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate's amazed. Over and over and over again, repeatedly, I find no fault in him throughout Scripture. And he takes that tumblet and washes his hand as a picture of, I'm innocent. I did not do this. You did it. Let his blood be upon you. They said, let his blood be upon us and our children. Even the Pharisees wanted to release Pilate of any wrongdoing. And I'm sorry, dear friend. Just because you stand back and say, well, if it goes that way, it goes that way. And you have some ability to do something about it. There's something in Proverbs that was called the sin of silence. Saying, you could have stopped somebody. Now, we understand this was the will of God. Jesus was going to the cross of Calvary. But Pilate washing his hands. Didn't clean him. Didn't do away the fact that he was just as responsible. The Bible says so much that he scourged him and said, go ahead and take him. Go ahead and take him. He tried to get out of it. Now listen. Jesus, the sinless one, scourged and crucified on the cross of Calvary. And the people said, give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Really no different now, is it? People want to get rid of Jesus, do away with Jesus, take Jesus and put him in a shoebox and have him in a manger the rest of his life. No. You're not going to do away. Give me this, give me that, replace Jesus with this, and let's do away with Jesus. Barabbas was a type of a guilty sinner like you and I. It should have been us on that cross. Should have been Barabbas. You know, Jesus didn't fuss and fight about it. He didn't say, what in the world are you talking about? This got over me. He didn't bring up the fact that he done healed the blind, raised the dead, cleansed lepers, fed thousands. I often thought about this many times. I wonder, in that crowd, was there one of those 9 ungrateful lepers that didn't come back and give thanks to Jesus? And they're there. I don't know if there was or not. I wonder, maybe one of those thousands that he fed that day in the 2 occasions, maybe they happened to be there. I wonder, was the Ethiopian eunuch in town during this time and stood amazed, hearing about this man Jesus, hearing that they're releasing Barabbas? And he got interested as he left from the feast and said, Mike, I got to know more about this Jesus. More about this Jesus. I wonder if the 2 thieves that hung on the left and the right of the Lord Jesus was close by to sail could hear all this. Hey, forget Barabbas. Take us. Let us go. We haven't killed no. We bad, but we're not like him. He took the worst of the worst to try to trade him off. And the Lord Jesus took his place. Right then and there, he could have stopped. It could have been over with. He could have stopped it in the Garden of Gethsemane. If you go and study it out, when they came from the Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, I am he. The Bible says they fell back. That's the power of God. He could have stopped it. But he went there because of you and I. The amazing thing is, he went there because of Barabbas, for Barabbas. He knew if Barabbas was the one taken, that it wouldn't do a bit of good for nobody. The only thing it would have justified was the law of Rome. It would not have justified God's law. He took a sinless lamb. A sinless lamb of God. Now the trial's moving on. They scourged him. Verse 15, they sent him off for the crucifixion. We're getting pretty close to narrowing down the book of Mark. Been praying about what book to go to next and when. We'll have to see. May go to another book on Sunday morning. Work through a smaller book on Sunday morning. We'll see about that. See what the Lord leads. I've enjoyed it. I hope you have. We'll finish up the book of Mark here in the next 6 months or so.